The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win! Heat win! Listen, I don't care how they did it, how it ended, third quarter, comebacks, only won by six after being up 20. I don't care how it happened. They won the most important game of the season. Was it their most impressive win? No. Was it the best win? No. You know, there's the Nuggets, there's the Lakers. Lots of really great wins, but the Heat had to beat the Celtics tonight at home. They came out and beat the shit out of them. The Celtics, a prideful team, battling for their playoff lives, came back at home. Shit happens. But you know what you did? You closed it out. Spo was not playing around with that Jimmy come back in with 7.5, 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. He took them jokers out and said, bam, Jimmy, go win this game. And those dudes closed. They, you know, and now you're starting to see a playoff rotation come into form. It's like really exciting to watch, like, this team start to kind of gel. There's things happening. Iggy still looks bad. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But you see a 9-man rotation taking shape. And, man, this was a big win, huge win. You could end the day tied for fourth place in the Eastern Conference. Let's go, Clippers. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into Hangover Time, the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. If you're watching the replay on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. More of you guys watch the show than subscribe. That's messed up. If you're watching the show, subscribe. It's free, you cheap bastards. Anyway, bring me out, Brass, on a Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the audience. All the motherfuckers too, everybody. Mm-hmm. Check out, shop.miamiheat.com. We got the new Fuck Them Numbers shirt out. Happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day, Tiffany Meeks. That's why she's off the show tonight. She's enjoying herself. But we are representing Tiffany here. You know, yes. Fuck Them Numbers. And let's find out what everybody's drinking on a Mother's Day afternoon, Brass. Brass, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to your beautiful wife, by the way. Let her how understanding, what an amazing woman, let you come on Hangover Time on Mother's Day. Shout out to her.
That's how you know you nailed all the Mother's Day gifts and all the treatment and stuff like that when she's like, you can go do the show.
You did right. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, it would have been me.
Or producing. I really fucked up. I mean, either way. But I don't think that's the case.
I just wanted you out of her fucking face.
I think I'm in the
clear.
Get
out of my face. Get out of here.
What are you drinking today?
It's day drinking, so I'm doing something simple. I just made a mojito.
Nice.
That's not simple. Listen, I'm drinking Monster in vodka.
That's simpler.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
That is cocaine right there.
Yeah.
Well, that is like one step away from cocaine.
It is South Florida. You know, you do what you got to do to get up for a Sunday afternoon game. Giancarlo Navas.
What up?
Host of the Miami Heat Beat Show.
We got a whole bottle. We got the Pisco bottle. Pouring it. I've been accused of not drinking on air. So we're getting a
swig. Take a swig. No, take a swig.
Right from the bottle.
Take a swig.
There we go.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Nice. Look at that.
I hope you don't make people drink.
Look at his face.
What?
You look like you're in pain after that swig out the bottle. That warm Pisco is a motherfucker.
I want it on the rocks. You know,
yeah, I know. I get it. That warm Pisco will put you on your ass. It tastes different.
Yeah.
It's a little different. Frankie, what you got here drinking on a Sunday afternoon?
I'm doing the Tito's and Sprite. Shout out to Tiffany. We miss you. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Tiff. Happy Mother's Day. I can't even say Kiamen. I don't know how to say her.
Kiamen.
Key, happy Mother's Day, Key, big contributor to Miami Heat Beat. You guys don't see her. She's in the background doing all the dirty work. Her and Brian, we thank you. Not Brian Goins, the other Brian.
Yeah, fuck Brian.
Brian M.
Dwayne Dedmans of Miami Heat Beat.
Yeah, I mean, just doing the dirty work inside the paint. But yeah, guys, huge win, right? Like, let's not, you know, this game, G, in you know, over the course of the season, that would have been a comeback. That could have been a fourth quarter collapse. We've seen it before from this team. I don't even, that final score is not really indicative. Evan, you know, fucking Fournier's bum ass kept hitting like fadeaway one-legged threes to end the game. Like, I'm not really concerned about that final score. Would I have loved, like, just a classic beatdown? Yes. Listen, you don't hear me. You don't hear me blame the refs a lot on this show, but holy shit, they kept them in the game. I mean, oh, Jason God. Tatum was getting those, was getting superstar calls, and Bam. Listen, Bam has a case for some felonies committed underneath the rim tonight against him. He should go to local Boston police. It probably won't help him.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not. Honestly, do that.
Let's just let it slide.
Let's
we won the game.
Let's leave Boston in one piece.
You got the win. Just we take what we get.
But yeah, man. How, you know, put this win in perspective, G. On you know, when you're talking about they could be tied for fourth by the end of the night.
So first, I want to give a shout out to DJ Medi Major for the gifted 5 tier 1 subs. In Twitch chat, that's the kind of support that loves.
Brass, go ahead with the Mother's Day drip drop.
One time with a drip drop.
For all the mamas.
You should only did half a drip drop because that's the amount Tyler Hero showed up in this game. But anyway,
young, listen. Wait, yeah, before we get Young Snap 69 just gifted a tier nice. 1 sub, so I'll take one for that.
There you go.
Oh, all right.
There it is.
Let's go. But yeah, to answer your question, Alf, I mean, they are going to have to win both these games to have the tiebreaker. But now, you know, Boston's, you know, a bit behind, and Boston has some ground to make up. Miami is going to get Philadelphia, maybe resting players. I mean, they might be out of striking distance for they might just be locked into the one seed. Milwaukee,
they have a 3-game lead right now.
Milwaukee's going to get locked into 3, and with the season and with Giannis kind of tweaking ankles every now and then, that may be a game where Miami gets a break. Philadelphia, especially with Simmons's health and Embiid in general, they might catch a break there. So this is huge. This is like, this game was big because Boston showed some stuff in the second half. They kind of adjusted to the traps. They adjusted to some of the things that Eric Spoelstra was doing. And I think Spo has some time to prepare for that. They don't play till Tuesday. They're going to be able to counter what the Celtics did in the second half. And for as much as we bitch about the Heat's depth, the Celtics have even less depth. So they have fewer options than Miami does. So honestly, getting this first game was huge for the Heat. And I think that they're in really good position to take the second. The Celtics showed a lot of their cards today. And I think that that's just advantageous for Spoelstra in general.
Well, I mean, Brass, We've been complaining about the Miami Heat bench and the Miami Heat offense as a whole. But when this bench gives you something, and yes, they disappeared in the second half. Goron, you know, where did he go? Tyler Hero, where did he go? Dwayne Dedmon gave you what Dwayne Dedmon gives you. Andre Iguodala had the short leash tonight. Spo wasn't playing with his ass. I mean, he yanked his ass quick. He yanked Hero quick. Spo treated this like a playoff game. We saw a 9-man rotation, but they're the bench is the one that gave you a 26-point lead. Like, let's not, you know, it wasn't Jimmy and Bam that gave you a 26-point lead. Tyler, Dwayne, Iggy, and Hero, I'm sorry, Goran. Goran, the ones that gave you that lead. So you see the effect that he scored 124 points tonight. When the bench, 130 points, when the bench shows up, this team looks a whole lot different.
Yeah, well, and we were able to have that lead going into halftime when Jimmy Butler was sort of non-existent, on, at least in the points column. So, yeah, the bench has been huge. Got to give props to a lot of the play that we've seen from Tyler Hero, though. I mean, let's be honest. A lot of people went non-existent in the second half. I mean, that was kind of, you know, Jimmy took over.
Yeah.
But props to Tyler. He's looking right. You know, and some of these guys, the time that they missed, it seems like they've been getting healthier. Goran is looking more spry. Tyler's been shooting fantastic. You know, defensively, he's still got major issues because every time he'd hit a three, he'd go and then someone, you know, would, you know, jam it on the other side. But like, it's good. But yeah, I'm okay with him tightening the rotation at this point, though.
Yeah, it was Frankie. You just saw Spo just say, "Hey, listen, we need to win this game. I ain't playing with you motherfuckers today. Ain't gonna be no KZ. Ain't gonna be no Gabe Vincent. Yeah. Ain't gonna be no Max Strus. I'm going with the guys I know.
That's what the soldier
Huh?
So Winter Soldier to you. It's the White Wolf.
Oh, I'm sorry. The white, no White Wolf tonight. It was, I'm playing the nine guys. I know that. And even of those, yeah. Even of those nine guys, short leashes on the heroes, the Iggies, like you start fucking up, I'm pulling you. And Hero, I felt like they froze him out a little bit in that third quarter and he lost his rhythm. So I don't really blame Hero that much. I'm not going to fuck with this guy. Who, I mean, the first quarter, you know, dropped 12 points. I mean, he was amazing. None was really good.
It's a good thing we had that lead because we would have lost. I mean, the momentum the Celtics had going in, we'd have been pretty screwed.
They gave you that lead. Frankie, I want you to talk a little bit about the way that Jimmy and Bam closed. Your superstars let these other guys shine all night, and they said with about 7 minutes left, all right, y'all boys, we got this. They just took over.
Idris Adebayo, right guy, fucking 5 for 5 from the field. It felt like he took more shots, but he went to the line 11 times, hit 10 of 11.
Huge, 11 times.
Man, we haven't seen that aggressiveness from Bam getting to the line a lot recently. I love this fucking edit. This is that's one of your best works, Brass.
It might be the best one ever.
I think so. And then Jimmy, of course, working in the low post. Jimmy had 11 assists tonight. Bam chipped in with three of them. They just got to their spots, got aggressive, put pressure on the Celtics defense, and they were shorthanded in the second half. They lost Robert Williams with the injury, and they just kept attacking Tristan Thompson and that white substitute teacher, Luke Cornette. They had no chance against them, especially when possession started slowing down. I thought it was a lot of really interesting. You mentioned that Andre and Tyler had short leashes, but normally they keep it. Spo likes to keep it like a 6-man rotation in that fourth quarter. And he went back to Kendrick. He went back to Duncan. Duncan hit a huge 3-pointer that gave the Heat a little breathing room. And his gravity was so important because they were not letting him beat them. Jimmy got to the basket a couple times in transition just because Marcus Smart was like, all right, I'm not leaving this white boy. You know, stay with me. And I'm just glad to see it. Bam hit those clutch shots, that one at the buzzer. He caught it with like 2 seconds left. And he's like, he looked the pass first. He's like, oh, shit, I got to shoot. Yeah. And he drained that motherfucker. Those are big time shots. Your two franchise players making plays down the stretch in a game that shouldn't have been this close. But it was two playoff teams fighting for positioning and it was a great game. It was a great finish, and I'm glad the Celtics. Gianni mentioned the adjustments the Celtics made. I'm glad they threw that in there because so now Spo can prepare for that. And, yep.
they showed their hand
in the second half.
They definitely showed their hand. I don't like to put a lot of stock in that, but I mean, you saw who they were running off that bench. Like if that's your playoff rotation, motherfucker. Woo!
Pritchard.
That Pritchard, I mean, we have, I think we have a actual picture of Luke Cornette calling the homeowners association on Dwayne Dedman. Yeah,
that's why.
This is Luke Cornette calling the homeowners association because Dwayne Dedman doing work on cars in his driveway.
Do you have a permit for that?
He takes one the more HOA, time, Brad. He takes the HOA very seriously.
Brad, one more time. Like, this is an NBA player? Like, I swear to God he was a substitute in biology in ninth grade. Holy shit. Like, when they rolled that motherfucker out there, I said, oh, my God. Like, these guys are done. No, like, I was trying to figure out, like, why the Celtics were playing so poorly this season. And then I saw this motherfucker walk out there because Robert Williams got hurt. And I was like, okay, I guess I get it now. You know what I mean?
It's, you know.
He played Cornette. He played Cornette in band.
I mean, it was also to give the crowd a little bit of life. I mean, early in that second quarter, that was the quietest I've heard TD Garden since Trump lost.
Yeah, he was for the insurrectionist crowd. Like,
I mean, him and Payne Pritchard, they wanted to get the fans back into it. By the way,
makes, He makes Belly look like a CrossFit trainer.
CrossFit gold medalist. Yo, I want to give a quick shout out to Hayden Hughes 97 for the tier one sub. They've been sub for 5 months. I mean, that's incredible.
Thank you. Thank Pink you.
Spence 6331. Five gifted tier one subs. We're going to drink to that in a second. Awesome. We have MR2 Tall Jaw 25 extended their tier one sub. We appreciate that. A clear RNVVV subscribed at a tier one. So
let's go.
I mean, you guys have been awesome today. I mean, today's the day that
thank you.
Clutch Adam, homie in chat, also gifted a tier one sub. So, Brass, do you want to hit us with those magic words?
Thank you.
We're going to hit him on time with a Mother's Day drip drop.
Oh, I'm way too drunk.
I'm pouring more to that, yo. You guys have been.
Take it straight to the dome again.
Supportive. District Inferno gifting a tier one sub right now. I mean, you guys.
Take it straight to the dome for Tiffany.
Right out of the bottle.
Just throw an ice cube in your mouth and then take it straight.
District.
Take it straight to the dome for Tiffany.
Yeah, I got it. Ice cube. Perfect Inferno, you know, Rambler, tier one.
Ice chip.
We love the support on a fucking big day. We beat the Celtics in their building, embarrassed their asses. They have to play. They played
Clippers are up four. Clippers are up four on the Knicks.
Oh, Johnny, can you go on a rant against the Knicks again with an ice cube in your mouth?
Can we talk about these motherfuckers on the broadcast are talking about the Knicks? The Heat are 26 goddamn points, and these motherfuckers are talking about the Knicks on the broadcast? I can't fucking believe that shit. I'm freaking tired of it. I mean, like, did the Heat up? Why are we talking about the goddamn Knicks? I mean, fuck.
Bro, I was getting pissed. I was getting pissed on the broadcast because every time that they had like a preview, you know, it's like, oh, you know, coming up, we have Knicks and Clippers, you know, the red hot Knicks. I'm like, last I checked, they lost two straight.
Yeah, red hot.
I'm pretty sure if it's the Heat going and playing someone else and they're covering it, they'd say like, oh, the struggling Heat. Yeah. So. I'm so sick of this.
The narrative on that team is fucking wild. Like, they were talking about this game could mean the difference between being a 5 or 6 seed or a 7 seed. Like, they literally could not leapfrog the Knicks tonight. It was wild. Like, they were talking about, like, he'd have no chance at the 4 seed because the Knicks got that shit sewn up.
Yeah.
Like, yo, chill the fuck out with the Knicks. Like, they might win tonight. They might get the 4 seed. But, They stop acting like they're a fucking juggernaut. There's two agendas I'm pushing for the rest of the season. It's that the Lakers were a bubble fluke. If the Heat were a bubble fluke, the Lakers were a fucking bubble fluke.
The biggest bubble fluke.
Anthony Davis, first of all, Anthony Davis' health. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope turning into fucking Reggie Miller. All right? Let's talk about it. Motherfuckers couldn't shoot threes all year. Turning into
AD
fucking Warriors.
AD threes all year. AD fucking was suddenly
And then all of a sudden, motherfuckers shoot. AD being healthy, because the motherfucker's never healthy. Motherfucker, like, back spasms. He's out 3 games, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's
so, bubble fluke Lakers. And the other thing is fucking fool's gold Knicks.
He'd have the same amount of wins as the Lakers this season, by the way. You know, for all the shit that they've talked, they're both have 37
like,
wins.
The narratives on this season have been wild. The Knicks are so this hot team. Julius Randle. Did we talk about last hangover time or was it on locker room? I don't remember. Like he's played like 119 more minutes than the second guy in the most minutes played, and RJ Barrett is third.
Yeah, Tibbs is at it again.
Tibbs is running these motherfuckers into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
All right, again. you want to bank your playoff hopes on RJ Barrett? Okay. Like, and Julius Randle, that, like, say the sentence out loud, right? I'm expecting RJ Barrett and Julius Randle to make a playoff run. Say it out loud and see how stupid you fucking sound, all right? Knicks are frauds, Lakers are flukes, and the Lakers are flukes. Yeah, there he goes. This is what you're banking your playoff hopes on. You know what? Let's get to something fun.
Look at the cleats.
By the way, Tuesday, big day because the Heat are playing the Celtics, and then right after that, Knicks play the Lakers. Huge game. I mean that Laker Knicks game is a Heat win.
Let's go, Clippers.
We slander We're slandering the fuck out of whoever. Maybe both.
No matter
of
what. I mean, let's go.
It's a win for us.
But let's get to something fun. Let's get to something that makes us feel good. Dwayne Dedman has had a long, tough life. And any time that he can go up against an insurrectionist, it's a good day for Heat Twitter, and it's a good day.
It's a win for him and his union brothers.
Yeah. Right. But let's go ahead. Let's see some plays from Mr. Dedman's garage.
My favorite though, that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something. You go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? What you got a flimmer? Yeah, bring that paper around here for 4 o'clock. There ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. I used to work out of plant 15 goddamn years. I put a carburetor on there for you. Nigga, just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave.
Motherfucking classic.
So Mr. Dedman came to work today. You know, his snitching ass neighbor, he caught him in the paint. So let's go. Let's get right there. He said, not today, motherfucker. So this is stuff I just love about Dedman. Just like lying wait, playing like a true big, right? Plants Cornette underneath the basket. So the Jimmy drive, Cornette has to help, and right there, boom. And look where Cornette ends up.
Again.
We're going to start calling Mr. Dedman the Capitol Police because the way he fucked up the insurrection. Jesus
Christ. Hey.
Look at this, bro, God, look at Cornette.
Did Cornette trip over himself?
Cornette could not play for any team other than the Celtics. My
just
God,
just watching
man.
Him fall. Look at the flare. Oh my
look
God.
Look at them, like, deer.
Them thighs, my God. They could have turned the lights off and you wouldn't notice. And here's the other play. This is the play of the game. Coming out of the into the fourth quarter. This is a play Spo ran. Look at the pick on Pritchard. Bitch. Let's go. Let's go. Look. Put Pritchard in prison. You got the rotation, and then here he goes. The Celtics are too fucking small for Mr. Dedman. And one of the things, like, and as we've been watching lately, you can bring it out, Brad. The Heat against teams that can't punish that switch, Gianni. Like when they don't have a skilled big, and it's not even about a big that can sit here and score 30 points. It's about a big that can pass out of the pass out of the post or make plays on a, you know, when he has a smaller guy on him. When you're playing a team that doesn't have that big that can punish Bam for switching, like it's tough sledding for the other team.
They don't get to the, I mean, I know in the second half they got to the rim a lot, but like they don't have a lot of options, and they don't switch as much as they should have today also, by the way. Like they were like dropping really under the pick and roll. They did a lot of weird shit. So Alf, you're 100% right. They don't, that's why they get messed up, you know, on the rolls. I mean, Devin had a great game. Bam, obviously, especially that second half. The Celtics aren't like equipped.
I love it. Jamie, for the podcast audience, while we're live, Jamie 9320 says, one and zero.
I fucking love our chat. I love our audience. I love our community. They're the fucking best.
They fucking get it, man.
They fucking get it. By the way, shout out to Revan 1872 for the Prime sub. By the way, if you just, I'll drop that in chat. If you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. By the time playoffs start, we're gonna have some goodies.
You do more ads than fucking YouTube.
I'm trying to listen. I want to shout out.
Dude, I'm so bad. I forget just, you know, the normal housekeeping things all the time. Like, for the YouTube viewers, you can catch us live on twitch.tv/MIAHeatBeat. Please subscribe. I forget all that shit all the time. Yeah. I just roll into the show.
Listen, heat win, the talent. Heat lose. You're the talent.
You're over here fucking shilling all the fucking time. Listen, like, I asked you a question about fucking.
I'm excited when you get to me because I got to shout out. I got to shout out our patrons. I got to shout out our subs. I was like, all right, it's time to get some housekeeping in.
Yeah, like, bro, someone said Gianni Greenberg over here. Yes, you sound like Greeny. Like, fuck, come on.
I love our audience. Basketball.
I love them too. Thank you for subscribing, all of you. They're gonna stop subscribing, and if all you do is talk about them subscribing,
that's true. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Which, by the way, I want to kind of what you said about the switching. They were being a little handsy with Bam under the rim, and I thought that was something a that kind of changed.
Yeah. A little.
They were grabbing and that foul that Bam had on Tristan Thompson, that was 100% of frustration. It was just pushing Bam, pushing like
it was
because
he was being fouled. Like, honestly,
yeah. He was being pinned up against the backboard, and he's Tristan, like, what?
Tristan thought Bam was Chloe or some shit. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh my god!
Like, holy shit! Chloe hasn't seen that kind of action in a few years.
Dude, it was fucking insane. I was like, are we
Frankie, doing this? Did I go too far with that one?
No, it was fucking hilarious.
It's Mother's Day, Alf. It's Mother's Day. I think she's a mother.
I called Bam a beautiful son of a bitch, and Royal Shepherd from Five Reasons, shout out to my man, was like, yo, today of all days. I thought about it before I hit send, and I said, fuck it, I'm hitting send. It was after just
the
a beautiful
beating, the buzzer beating jumper.
Yeah, come on.
Alf, we're usually on the other end of that. A great defensive possession and some dickhead just hits a fucking pull-up jumper and you're just like, well, fuck this game.
And it was Bam. And like, honestly, it's just like, God, dude, those guys just fuck. Like, I just love to see the way they close. Like, the main guys came. I just love that Spo said it's time to start winning, right? Mm-hmm. Spo said we're not playing this bullshit anymore. Like, I'm not. There's no more tryouts. Everybody, you've all had your chance to earn minutes. None of you have. Nine man rotation. 10 minutes left. We're bringing back in the fucking starters. Oh, this is what I did want to talk about. We have not talked about Duncan Robinson all night.
Oh my god, Big Dick Robinson.
There's a reason I want Duncan Robinson closing. And hey, Frankie talked about it a little bit. Even the shot he missed, the fucking gravity that he creates, and then he hit a clutch three. Like, you want him out there. What he does for the offense is incalculable. Like, there's not like, and there actually there are numbers, but
fuck the numbers.
Just Alf's eye test, like, he needs to be out there in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Even ESPN highlighted a couple really good defensive plays from Duncan tonight, Frankie. Yeah. And they also highlighted a shit ton of bad Tyler defensive plays. But, I mean, Duncan held his own defensively all night. They hunted him a bunch of times, and he gave up some points, but he was always, the effort was there every single time.
There was a play in the first half. I think it was the first quarter where it was still relatively close. And Tatum gets the ball, gets Duncan on a switch, tries to ISO him, tries to go a little dribble moves and shit, and can't get past him at all. Misses a contested jumper. Duncan comes down, gets the ball in transition, splash. Fucking his fucking night. And we've been talking about it all season. Duncan's improvements in transition on defense, his effort positionally has been there. He's still working on the fouls and trying not to use his hands so much. But today, one foul. Didn't get played off the court because of his defense. Tyler had it going. They let Tyler get his rhythm a little bit. Once Tyler started bullshitting on defense, again, taking the basket one-on-one, play after play, play after play.
Oh, I mean, Marcus Smart was like barbecue chicken every time he saw Tyler, especially in transition. Tyler just does not have the strength to stay. There's like three guys in the league that are weaker than Tyler that in transition he can stay in front of. But you put a shoulder into Tyler's chest, it's over. You know what I mean? Like, especially on the run. And Tyler was trying. I'm not bagging on Tyler, man. He's been really, really fucking good the last two games.
And he gave us breathing room with his scoring.
Exactly. Yeah. But when it comes to the end of the game, when you have to pick between, you know, who's going to play that two position? Is it going to be Nunn? Is it going to be Goron? Is it going to be Tyler? Like, who's going to be that guy out there? To me, it needs to be Duncan. And if it's Goron and Duncan or Nunn and Duncan, like – Duncan needs to be out there with 3-4 minutes left just because he terrifies defenses.
They can run their stuff with him. Like they're like easy pet plays are all Duncan things. They ran that little thing today, Alf, that they have like they run like a 3-man game between Jimmy, Duncan, and Bam, where Jimmy and Bam kind of do a handoff and then Duncan will come off and he'll kind of come off the handoff and then come back in. So he'll go in between Jimmy and Bam. And then like it's easy points because they're tagging Bam because they're scared of him. Jimmy is on the ball, so somebody needs to be in a help position because everybody's on the other side. And it's just they get so many options and they don't have that because Tyler, as good as he moves off the ball, I mean, Duncan's just a special off-ball mover. And they just Ariza's just not that guy, you know, as a mover. Although his cutting today was absolutely fucking
phenomenal.
Oh,
we need to talk about Ariza. We need to talk about
Ariza. I mean, the shot wasn't there, but did ever, dude, the defense.
19 points.
I mean, 19 without a 3-point shot. Threes.
Yeah. And just smart basketball. Yeah. Like you have Kemba Walk. Because Jimmy was fucking pissing me off for a lot of the game. He kept having Kemba on a switch. He was underneath the basket with Kemba on him, and he was passing out.
But they were getting good offense, so.
They were, but come on, dude. Like,
yeah,
You got the layup.
I get it.
And then Ariza was punishing. Like, yo, Ariza was hitting with that old man shit, that little drop step, a little up and under. Nothing fancy. And like him and Deadman just bring this just, and I keep saying it's just common sense basketball that I feel like sometimes like we miss because so like sometimes I feel like the Heat complicate things so much. Yeah. And I have a wide open layup, kick it out to for an Iggy corner three. What?
Yeah.
Like yeah, why is that the smart play?
We've seen the Heat get in trouble because they fall in love with the side-to-side offense, like going for threes, going for the jumper, looking for the jumpers, and not taking the fucking downhill layups, taking the fucking shot at the rim. You feel the body on it. You feel the contact. Go up strong with it. Try to get the and one. We've seen them get into trouble and go through a lot of dry spells within games because they go away from that. And we've also seen them have a lot of success going downhill, but they – so always tend to go to this fucking thing. They get their threes inside out and it's fucking beautiful basketball. And then the next quarter, they start doing dribble handoffs nonstop and they don't fucking look at they don't touch the paint. They don't look at the paint. They get to the paint, they kick it out for three when they have a layup. And that's the bullshit that we're tired of.
Yeah. I don't even get it, man. I don't get it. Sometimes Goran did it like twice tonight. Yeah. Jimmy did it for like 2.5 quarters. But yeah, we just listen. I don't want to take away. Like tonight was a glorious night. I mean, today was a glorious day.
How about that Andre post up when he had Kemba and he threw it off the glass? And
oh my god,
That looked like it slipped out of his hands.
It shouldn't even counted.
I'm so glad that Spo has a quick hook with Andre because I know that he trusts veterans a ton.
This was the first. No, but let's not act like this is normal.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've seen that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm glad that he did it because, like, you know, at some point it has to be done. Like, they just can't let.
Trevor was balling, man. Trevor, not even, like, Trevor had three steals, but he got his hands on so many fucking passes and almost passes. Every time they tried to kick it to the weak side and Trevor was there, he was reading that shit, putting a hand on there. And that created a lot of easy looks for them, and it fucking disrupts so much of the Celtics offense. They can't get to their spots. They can't kick it to the weak side. They can't get to their shooters. And that's what and Ariza just disrupted all that. It was great.
What did Iggy have? Iggy had 4 points on 2-for-4 shooting. I don't even think they should have counted.
At least his portfolio was probably good.
Huh?
At least Ariza, his portfolio was probably good.
Ariza with 19 points, man. Like, you gotta love that shit. You really do.
Alex.
Did you see when Deadman had like what I thought was a clear charge and they called it a block, and then Andre and Deadman were both looking up and they were having like a conversation? It's so much wisdom. Like between them, it's a lot of wisdom. It's like they've been around, dude,
and like three hairs.
Three hairs between them. Yeah, they're already gray. I mean, they have three guys that are gray on the bench between him and Udonis.
And Dragic is gray.
Yeah, that's Dragic, true. Dragic is gray. Dragic
We were a young team last year. What
the fuck? They were young.
Seriously, yeah.
They were like a young up and coming team last year, and all of a sudden now, like,
for Medicare. Now the media made qualified for Medicare.
We have the Social Security squad.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you got Deadman, Ariza, but honestly, vets. I mean, vets win titles. Yeah. Like, look at that Laker team. Look at that Laker team last year. That was a bunch of vets. And fucking Alex Caruso.
He's got that hairline. Alex, he's got the same hairline as Deadman.
Yeah. I just can't believe Alex Caruso has a ring. Like, that should be rescinded.
He's got him on speed dial, too.